Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
I'm Joe Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Michelle Cobb is the publisher of Audiophile, and she's with me this week, and her theme is, drumroll,
narrators that elevate the books they are reading.
And it's a theme I like. Okay, so yesterday we had Stephen King's new book. What's today?
Falling by T.J. Newman, read by Stephen Weber.
Oh, Stephen Weber's read Stephen King.
Yes, he has.
Yeah. It. I couldn't finish it. It scared me.
Well, this one might scare you in different ways.
Okay, tell me about Falling.
So if you're looking for an entertaining thriller, this may in fact be the title for you. Now, much like a summer movie blockbuster, Falling is fun while you're there, but don't think too hard about the plot details. That's my recommendation. Okay. The premise is very exciting. A captain on a plane with 149 souls on board is surprised when instead of a normal communication from his wife, and yes, for me, someone who flies a lot, this was slightly disconcerting to know that the personal interactions from the cockpit seemed routine. Anyway, he learns his family has been kidnapped and he is given a choice: crash the plane or they will kill his family.
Whoa, that's a premise.
Yes, it is a hijacking from afar, and it's super complicated. So,
holy moly.
Not only does he have to crash the plane, but he must release a canister of gas into the main cabin when instructed. Luckily, one of the flight attendants is the aunt of an FBI agent who is secretly enlisted to help from the ground.
Of course she is.
Of course. So this is a debut novel, and the author is a former flight attendant.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And if you've heard me describe it so far, you are not going to be surprised that it immediately sold for a screenplay, and I can practically see the casting now. So the author's former profession really allows her to provide the details in the book that I, as someone who does travel a lot, appreciated the most. So
a lot of inside baseball about what goes on in a plane.
Exactly. And I loved the portrayal of some of the less than accommodating passengers.
Oh.
And some of the really interesting parts were when they used social media and the news to communicate what was happening to the passengers on the plane.
Oh.
Yeah, lots
and
of detail.
And they were confident that the hijacker from afar wouldn't read it?
It wasn't that, it was on the news, you know. It wasn't that they were confident that the hijacker wouldn't know. It was a way to communicate with the passengers in an interesting way.
Okay. And how's Stephen Weber? He is so good for creating tension and good at characterizations, too.
Exactly. And he does his usual strong narration job. He's got four points of view to play here because there's four characters: the captain, his wife, the flight attendant, and the flight attendant's nephew, who's the FBI agent. And one of the things I found was that he really helped us get past some of the kind of eye-rolling moments in the text. I did wonder, actually, what this would have been like if they'd had four narrators, like if he had played the captain and they had someone else play his wife, the flight attendant, and the FBI agent. I think that would have, for me, ratcheted up the tension a little bit more. Not that it wasn't tense, but I think that would have been an interesting choice.
Okay, well, let's listen to it.
This is a little taste of that insider perspective you're getting.
Okay. This is Falling by T.J. Newman, and it's read by Steven Weber.
He would turn 18 next month, but that day in flight school, Bill knew he'd met a more important rite of passage. Now, when we log a flight plan, do you know why we write souls on board instead of people on board? His instructor had asked. Bill shook his head. We say it that way so that if we crash, he explained, they know exactly how many bodies they're looking for. Avoids the confusion of different titles like passengers, crew, infants. Just how many bodies, son. That's all they need to know. Oh, he snapped his fingers. And sometimes we carry dead bodies in the cargo hold, so they need to know not to count them. So now, after you log in the souls... Bill couldn't sleep that night. Lying on his back, watching the ceiling fan spin, he listened to his younger brother snoring softly from across the room.
I didn't realize they used the word souls.
Yeah, I didn't either, so I learned something.
Wow. And not even for like some, I don't know, metaphysical reason, like to know if there are people entrusted to you. No, it's about how we count the bodies.
Right. Jeez. Well, bodies has multiple meanings, right? You could have a dead body on a plane. But, you know, more power to this flight attendant. She's obviously been very successful. And, you know, I will go see the movie. I'll tell you that.
Well, you remember there was a short mini series called The Flight Attendant, which also had this crazy plot.
Yes.
Completely crazy plot.
Yes.
And I loved it.
Exactly.
So it sounds like this, except The Flight Attendant was kind of funny, though it had its moments.
Yeah, this is pretty dark, but... You know, I would say to whoever's casting the movie, you know, go get Steven Weber for this captain. He's great.
Oh, he really would be. And I think he's had experience around airplanes.
That's true. I forgot he was on Wings. Very good.
That's right. Okay, we were talking about Falling by T.J. Newman, read by Steven Weber. Thank you so much, Michelle. And I will talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, my birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I hope you have a good book to talk about.
I do.
Excellent. Okay, I'll talk to you then. Support for Behind the Mic comes from Naxos Audiobooks. Which king liked to bathe while the band played Rule Britannia? Which queen was so fat she needed a hoist to get on the throne? Which prince shut his wife out of Westminster Abbey to prevent her from being crowned? Who was the bloodthirstiest monarch of them all? Kings and Queens of England is a no-holds-barred account of the British monarchy with the gossip and gore left in, nothing left out. It leaves no stone unturned in its mission to portray kings and queens as they really were, warts and all. Check it out at naxosaudiobooks.com. And then follow Behind the Mic wherever you get your podcasts and leave us a rating on Apple because it helps people to find us. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.